This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
And there's beer in Texarkana.
We'll bring it back.
Roger Stone's coming up. He's always loaded with key intel. Hosting this fourth hour, I also have two big stories. I'm going to briefly hit the start of the next segment. You'll want to stay with us for that. You know, that was very disturbing having Wayne Madsen on, because all the other leftists won't come on because they follow talking points and they're directed not to do it because they get caught up just reading the talking points. They can't intellectually defend themselves. So at a rally, radio, TV, they won't come on here. But Wayne, it is my educated opinion that if he wasn't given a script by the Democrats to basically promote, then he somehow had a Vulcan mind meld with him. And you're like, okay, who cares about Wayne Madsen? The point is that in this economy and in this world, it's very refreshing to have a guest on like Andrew Tate, who's lost a lot because he wouldn't back down, but also gained his soul. And somebody like Wayne, in my opinion, who was just cold-bloodedly going through those talking points in the hopes of getting some more traction with the establishment. And who wants to live like that, where you've got to go say things on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube that aren't you, so that they promote you? You know, here's something they've done, I've noticed. It gives you a little bit of the other mindset. I've always, once a month or so, I've done it last few years, done a comedic satire piece. And the media always misrepresents it and says, look, Jones really thinks he's a gay frog, or Jones really thinks he's the Joker, or whatever. And I always say, no, I'm being an actor. They go, oh, you're fake then, as if we're children. No, I believe what I'm saying, but when I do a joke skit, yeah, as a gay frog. Yeah, I don't believe I'm a gay frog. I've got green paint on my face and a frog outfit on, and I'm hopping around the studio. Yeah, I think it's self-evident that I'm doing a joke to illustrate so that young people think it's funny. It's where we go super viral, more than adults, more than talk radio, more than, I mean, with the young people, I'm like, in the top 10, barely. The PewDiePie is up at the top, and I'm probably down at number 9 or 10. Very proud of that. And then they learn about it, and they find the regular show, and that's how we wake them up. And then I meet them 5 years later, and they're listeners. They go, oh, I saw that joke piece. That was funny. And then I started listening, and changed my whole life, and now blah, blah, blah. But they always go, Jones is really desperate. He did a gay frog bit, or he did a bit with a donkey hat on. I've always done that. I'm not changing what I do. In fact, I never did that consciously. Before memes were even the big thing 5-6 years ago, people would be like, you know, you're a genius. Say you did all those memes and how you act stupid. That's what they do. And I'm like, I like to act stupid. I need to. I don't look at a Texas Monthly cover story of me as a crying, cowardly wimp with a tinfoil Viking hat on and think, oh my God, I'm so serious. They're not taking me serious. I like it. I don't like the lies inside the article, but I understand that goes with the territory. But see, why is that important? Because to them, they think I'm geeking out and acting stupid to then get under the radar so that they leave me up, when I was never even trying to get under the radar. I was just having fun and also trying to illustrate to people. And some people I've talked to are really smart. They go, Jones, would you stop telling them how this really works? Because I have a neurosis. I tell the truth. Seriously, it's a neurosis. My wife says, you like something? I go, no. I like other, I'm like, I'm going to tell you. It's like I just have trouble lying to people. But that's what it comes down to. Roger Stone straight ahead. Two big stories. Believe me, they're big in 60 seconds.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
Now you're on this Friday, January 4th, 2019 edition that Roger Stone's about to host this fourth hour. He wants to take your phone calls coming up in the next segment. So it's your chance to talk to the demonized man of the hour, the evil Ruski agent with no evidence, Roger Stone, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. It's questions for Roger Stone, because I'm about to eject out of this seat and get into the news. 877-789-2539 is the number to join Roger Stone on this Worldwide Friday edition. Now, two big news items. Can we go to InfoWars.com? For TV viewers, please. There is a live feed we did, which I never do, during my own show of a 30-minute interview or discussion I had with the crew today dealing with Bird Box. So can we go to InfoWars.com front page? Alex Jones to release secret meaning of new Sandra Bullock film Bird Box. And yes, I'm hijacking this number one film seen by 60 million people the last 2 weeks to break down its real meaning. I was watching it 5 minutes and could tell the real meaning. And then I called folks that had seen it, and I said, let me guess, this is how it ends. And they said, how do you know that? And I said, I know the script. In this 30-minute piece that I did today, just raw audio, they added a bunch of video to it, I break down this big issue of how they're rolling out, admitting their plan in this film and in the first Kingsman. And tomorrow, I'm coming down here, I'm going to be down here 8 hours, putting out a masterpiece detailing all this, because it's a major epiphany to understanding what's going on. That's the first big story. Next up, you talk about hilarious. The video is up on InfoWars.com. Armed hippies lead We Will Not Comply resistance against gun ban. That's right. Leftist hippies who help to, who happen to be gun owners, are leading the resistance against a new gun ban in Boulder, Colorado. The city banned the possession and sale of numerous semi-automatic firearms back in June, is now demanding residents who own such weapons turn them in. And now armed hippies, there's video of it, we're going to add that to the top. Maybe hit refresh on the article, guys, because I told them during the break to add that. They are now marching, armed liberals and hippies, arming themselves, kind of like in Europe. We've got people that are socialists now against open borders because they get it is about bankrupting the country. And you can scroll down. You can see the video there on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And it's totally upsetting the leftist. Roger Stone, I don't want to go down this rat hole anymore, because my gut tells me it's not true. There's no evidence. And it's a Democrat talking point. But I had Wayne Madsen on earlier. And he said Trump is unhinged, Trump basically is Hitler, all Democratic talking points, and that there's these Jane Does that say that, you know, he and Epstein buggered him and all this with no evidence. And meanwhile, we've got Clinton on the plane 24 times, Hillary, all the different Democrats flying around on it. You've got total protection. Hillary's first job representing pedophiles. You've got the Podesta emails. You've got all their history of the UN caught doing it. And then I'm just hearing that Trump is with Epstein with no evidence other than him at party saying, oh, Epstein, he's a great guy. Trump says that about everybody, including me. So it's not about defending Trump. It's just that they're really scared of the Epstein stuff coming out. And so how does that tie into Sloppy Joe and the rest of this?
Well, Alex, first of all, you made a great point earlier. You know, it's so funny how the left loves Stephen Colbert and these late-night comedians when they use parody and satire and humor to make a serious point. But when you do it, and you do it extremely effectively, oh, Jones is unhinged. It really is just another demonstration of leftist hypocrisy. I examined the whole question of Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump extensively for my book, The Clinton's War on Women. There's an entire chapter on it. Sorry, Wayne, you're wrong. The relationship between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein is essentially a financial one, only in the sense that Epstein pays $300,000 a year to belong to Donald Trump's very exclusive club in Palm Beach. Trump admits to going to Epstein's home one time because Epstein badgered him to go to a party at his palatial mansion in Palm Beach during daylight hours. Trump said to his driver as they pulled up and saw a bunch of kids frolicking in the pool, wow, that Jeff Epstein's a nice guy letting the neighborhood girls and kids play in his pool. He went inside, became extremely uncomfortable over the fact that he was one of only three men there and the rest were underage girls, and he left. If anyone, including Robert Morrow or Wayne Madsen, has any actual evidence of Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein abusing underage children, put it forward, because it does not exist.
Well, let's expand on that. Mueller, it's been reported in the news, used Epstein as a confidential informant. Mueller transferred uranium on the tarmac to the Russians. And when I brought that up to Wayne, he'd never heard of such a thing.
The important thing to understand here is that the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, according to a bombshell new a series of stories in the Miami Herald, only weeks ago documented the fact that Jeffrey Epstein had trafficked over 80 underage children of both sexes to his various pedophile friends around the globe.
And the only Trump connection is one of the U.S. prosecutors that whitewashed it, Trump did appoint. So I think Trump should throw that person under the bus.
I agree, but I have determined with absolute authority that Donald Trump was never told that this fellow Acosta had been the U.S. attorney in the Epstein matter. The better question, the more important question is, why was Epstein allowed to plead to one count of soliciting a minor? Why did he serve only 13 months of a 15-month sentence in the air-conditioned Palm Beach County Jail? Could it be because he was an FBI informant for, yes, you guessed it, Robert Mueller?
Wow. Okay. I just crashed the show today to bring those points up. What else do you have coming up here, Roger? You're going to take calls, obviously.
I am, but Alex, one of the things I want to point out is, once again, we here at InfoWars have reported tomorrow's news today. I told you earlier that Mitt Romney's candidacy for the U.S. Senate in Utah was designed as a platform for a challenge to President
Trump. You said that over and over again for a year.
And when Donald Trump endorsed Mitt Romney in the Republican primary over the state treasurer, who was a Trump supporter and thinking of running, I said it was an egregious mistake and it would be.
So this was pure treachery.
Complete treachery. Let me say this. There's a lot going on, and we'll get into it on the other side. But Romney, Flake, Kasich, and that cabal have a plan A and a plan B. Plan A is for one of them, most likely Romney, to challenge Donald Trump in the Republican primaries. The problem with that is a new round of polling, which has been leaked to me, shows that Donald Trump would crush any of them in the Republican
primary. All right, now let me guess what's happened to your head for TV viewers. Did somebody close the trunk door on your head?
Actually, no. One of my dogs, because I have four of them who sleep in the bed with me, scratched me in the middle of the night.
Boy, but that's happened to me. That has certainly happened to me. My wife has two cats, and they were fighting and scratched the hell out of me.
I saw I saw that myself. So, no, I did not repel an attacker with a knife, although it's a hell of a good story. This was done by one of my Yorkshire Terriers.
All right, you're taking over with loaded phones, Roger Stone on the other side. Whatever you do, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Folks, if you don't spread the links, nobody does. You've been doing it. We've been kicking butt. It's amazing. It's really making the globalist angry. But just the best videos, the best articles, whatever you think is most important, email it. Text it to your friends. Text it to your neighbors. Tell people about local radio stations at red lights. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten. Find out why he's on this local station. The power of you and word of mouth is the most powerful thing in the world in this age of social media. And you've been doing it, so I want to thank you. And we're saying to the globalists, their censorship, nine. It's okay to be a man. It's okay to be white. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be American. It's okay to be capitalist. It's okay to be Hispanic. It's okay to be human. We'll be right back with Roger Stone, your phone calls and more on the Friday edition.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on The Alex Jones Show. And as you heard previously, we're going to be taking your calls. So that number, 877-789-2539, with the enormous turmoil in Washington, with the Democrats taking control of the House, with Donald Trump holding tough for border security and the wall, with new talk of impeachment, and with a freshman congresswoman calling the president an MF-er, there's a lot of questions out there about what's going on, and we value the two-way dialogue that we've established here at InfoWars. I do want to mention that on New Year's Day, the 13th annual International Best and Worst Stress List that I produce every year hit the pages of the Daily Caller. And I'm happy to say that that in turn was picked up by the New York Post, which in turn was picked up by the Drudge Report. So a hearty thanks to both the New York Post and Richard Johnson, and of course to Matt Drudge and the Drudge Report. But most importantly, on that very list is InfoWars' own Owen Schroyer. Let's bring that up, if we may. Now, Owen Schroyer has now enjoyed his third year on the best dressed list. That means that he could be heading for the Lifetime Achievement Award, which is very coveted. Larry Kudlow, Shannon Sharp, Kimberly Guilfoyle, a small handful of those who are truly turned out. And everything we said about Owen Schroyer is true. He's amazingly well turned out for a young man of his age. Today, he's referred to as an associate of Roger Stone. Someday, I will be referred to as an associate of Owen Schroyer. So, now let's go to the phones, if we may. Let's start with Brad in Pennsylvania. Brad, you're on InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Roger. I just wanted to mention, you pointed out Mitt Romney, and my feeling is, I want to get your opinion on this, but with all the elections recently, it just seems like they're just giving us the results. There's no honest elections anymore. They're just telling, I think they would have said Beto would have beaten Cruz, except for that stuff that InfoWars came up with down there in Texas. If you guys wouldn't have broken that story about him buying whatever he was doing down there, I think they would have said he would have beat Cruz. I think they just make up this stuff, and they're going to take Romney, just like you're pointing out. They're going to run him in the primaries, and probably like they used to do to Ron Paul, they're just going to say he beat Trump somehow, and we're supposed to believe it.
No, I think you raise an excellent point, and this is my number one concern. You see, in 2016, we actually had an honest election. That's because the two-party duopoly that runs the election system and the government was overconfident. They were so certain that they had the election wired to be a face-off between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. Heads I win, tails you lose. There was no way for them to lose. Then in the general election, where they unwisely regarded Donald Trump as some kind of cartoon character, they never saw it coming. Therefore, they did not go to the lengths that they went to in the most recent midterm elections, which I think were racked with fraud and illegal voting. The president has 2 years and a Justice Department to do something about this. You're absolutely right. Donald Trump can win an honest election. In fact, I think he would wallop Mitt Romney in an honest election. In fact, polls that have been taken by the cabal, the Kasich, Flake, Corker, Romney, Stewart, Stevens cabal show that Donald Trump would wallop the Mormon from Utah in a head-to-head Republican primary. And that's why there are talks about running a third-party independent candidacy to try to split the Republican vote in an effort to elect a globalist Democrat. There's John Kasich, not looking too good. That's how you look when you stay up all night freebasing. This guy is one of the great hypocrites of all time, a guy who's a drug warrior and has so badly destroyed the legal process for medicinal marijuana in Ohio, which has been so badly mishandled that literally hundreds of thousands of Ohioans who are relying on cannabis as medicine, better than say, opioids, are forced to wait because of a incompetent administration by John Kasich. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Joe in Colorado. Joe, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Roger?
Excellent.
Good to hear it, buddy. Hey, man, just want to say that you're a real inspiration, man. I know you're going through a lot of crap and you're standing strong, and I think I speak for all red-blooded Americans that you're a sure inspiration.
Well, that's very kind. I want to be honest with you. In December, I had to cancel my life and health insurance because I literally could not make the premium payments. That's because every penny that I can scrape together has to go to pay my lawyers, because, as you know, I am the subject of a witch hunt by Robert Mueller, a legal proctological examination in which virtually every friend, current and former, that I have has been dragged either in front of the FBI or in front of the grand jury. My cleaning lady has been interrogated. FBI agents were seen rooting through my garbage. And they, of course, work closely with the mainstream media. So the special counsel, which allegedly doesn't leak, leaks like a sieve. That causes negative stories. If I had $100 for every story that predicted that I would be indicted tomorrow, I'd be able to pay my legal expenses easily. But unfortunately, I'm unable to. Those who want to help can go to stonedefensefund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com. Yes, I am accepting contributions, and I will be grateful for them. Again, don't go to RogerStoneDefenseFund.com, because that will take you to a Planned Parenthood site. It's StoneDefenseFund.com. Many thanks for your questions and your warm wishes. Why don't we go to, Carl in Pennsylvania. Carl, what's on your mind?
How are you doing today, Roger?
Excellent. Thank you.
Excellent. Actually, not Pennsylvania, San Diego.
I apologize. I got that wrong. But, Carl, go ahead. No,
not a problem. Not a problem. First thing I wanted to just kind of briefly mention here is that I'm down here in San Diego, and I go back and forth across the border, you know, relatively often. And, you know, and one of my buddies has a house down there. So I show up, you know, and we're talking about the caravan, and, you know, a lot of the people who are down there, they're like, you know what? This whole thing is a mess. We don't want these people here. They're robbing. They're looting. You know, and there's just hordes of them running around, and the whole situation is just kind of a mess. I mean, this is for me being down there firsthand and talking.
Carl, I'm going to ask you to hold that block up on the side. I'm Roger Stone. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. We've still got Carl from San Diego on the line, and we're going to go back to him in 1 second. But in the meantime, I want to tell you the phone number for those who want to get through on the hotline is 877-789-2539. I'm taking your calls today on any subject you want to talk about. We've got a good lineup, Theodore, Malcolm, John in Wyoming. We're going to try to get to as many of you as possible. Carl, let's pick up where we left off. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Anyways, So that was my quick little point about the border. Moving on to the next point that I wanted to make is I've been listening to you guys for about 10 years, and just being able to, you know, do my own research, like Alex always says, you know, don't believe me, do your own research. So I go out, and, you know, one of the things that got me started into InfoWars was 9/11 and that whole scene and doing the research and all like that. But these days, when I get into an argument with somebody in politics, I just stop them with facts, and it's just really a good feeling. So, anyways, the third point I wanted to make was that everybody keeps saying impeach, impeach, impeach. These people couldn't impeach a ham sandwich. I mean, I know you could indict one all day long, but who's buying this narrative?
Well, I wish I agreed with you. First of all, I think the House Democrats are about to have a giant internal rumble between their corporatist wing, which controls Nancy Pelosi, and their socialist wing, which is growing in force and size. The point is, they don't need real evidence, real facts, real proof, real anything to vote articles of impeachment. Then it would go to the U.S. Senate for an actual trial. Impeachment, I think, is widely misunderstood by the American people. To be impeached is to be accused. It's an indictment. Bill Clinton was impeached, but he was not convicted. President Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Abraham Lincoln, was impeached, but he was not convicted and therefore removed. It requires a two-thirds vote in the U.S. Senate for a conviction. Therefore, we'll be counting on senators like Mitt Romney, for example, which is what gives me pause. If you saw the kind of hysteria that the mainstream media was able to whip up regarding Judge Kavanaugh based on absolutely nothing, you see the kind of hysteria they can whip up about Donald Trump and, let's say, campaign finance crimes that may not even exist, because the chairman of the Federal Election Commission doesn't even believe what Michael Cohen alleges that Donald Trump did is a crime. So do not underestimate the hysteria that the mainstream media is able to generate, and recognize the necessary backdrop for any move to remove the president is to crash this economy. Well, the chairman of the Federal Reserve is doing his very best to do that. Yet today's job numbers were really extraordinary. Unemployment at the lowest point in American history, a record number of jobs created in this quarter, African-American unemployment at the lowest point ever. This was not in the globalists' plan. Do not take impeachment lightly. They are going to try it, mark my words. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Theodore in my home state of Florida, the Sunshine State. Theodore, what's on your mind?
You there, Roger?
Yes, Theodore, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, Roger.
All right, shoot.
Hey, Roger. I actually wrote a song for you. I was supposed to meet you December 18th in here in Clearwater, but you weren't feeling well. And so anyways, I wrote a song for you. It's called The Stone Cold Truth. And it's on my website if you want to listen to it. The website address is HollywoodBlacklist.com. And black is spelled B-L-A-K, HollywoodBlacklist.com. And it's on the first page. It's called The Stone Cold Truth. And I'm a constitutional conservative goth metal artist. And so basically, I've been writing songs lately about these deep state and far leftist nut jobs. And I feel like that I'm not the only person that's like this. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of Alex Jones and you, Roger Stone, and other constitutional conservatives being persecuted for no reason. And so, you know, I wrote the song for you, and I think you'll like it.
Well, I am very honored, and I am going to reschedule that appearance in Clearwater. You're right, I did have a bout of the flu, and I very much was disappointed. It's the first time that I have canceled a public event in many, many years. I spoke last night to the Indian River Republican Club just north of Jupiter. We had a terrific turnout, and I want to thank everybody there for their warm hospitality, strong support for the president. I'm still getting over a touch of laryngitis, as I think most of you could hear, but I was not going to cancel again. I am honored by your song. I'm going to download it and listen to it immediately after the show, and I will be in touch with you to tell you what I think, but I'm highly confident that I'm going to like it. Many thanks. Let's go to Malcolm in New Mexico.
Rox, it's a great honor to talk to you.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Just primarily compliments for right now. First off, I got your book, Stone's Rules. I recommend it to everyone. I particularly like your two rules, which is never be afraid of anyone or anything, and miracles do happen. I think the miracles happen should come after, though, the never be afraid of anyone or anything. I did do your Dick Nixon martini, and I liked it very much. My only difference is I put cashews in the tomatoes of the olives. It still came out very wonderful. And finally, I'm a registered nurse here in Santa Fe. I work at one of the most intense Catholic charity hospitals in the United States. I could not survive working there if it were not for the products from InfoWars. I don't know how I survived. I had to work Christmas and New Year's. I had to charge one floor one of the days. It was an absolute, we had a winter storm. It was absolute hell here. I would not have, and I will say this, I will not have survived working that if it were not for InfoWars products, and I mean that.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, because without Brain Force Plus, this very broadcast would literally be impossible. So let me say a couple things. First of all, never be afraid of anybody or anything is a rule that I lifted from the chairman of the board himself, none other than Frank Sinatra, and it is a rule to live by. Miracles do happen. That happened last in November of 2016 when this country was veering off into a ditch. We were heading to a globalist America, and an improbable billionaire from New York who no one thought could win stepped forward and decided to save his country. Donald Trump did not run for president to be somebody. He already was somebody. He ran for president to do something, and he is doing it. And now the globalists are in overdrive in their efforts to destroy him and remove him. Thank you so much for your call. And I'm glad you enjoyed Dick Nixon's silver bullet. It is, as you know, a martini recipe handed down to our 37th president by none other than Winston Churchill himself. You can get your copy of Stone's Rules by going to the InfoWars.com store now. And in the next segment, we'll show you a special address where you can buy your copy, mail it to me. I will personalize it and sign it and mail it back to you at my own expense, but only if you buy it at the InfoWars.com store. I'm Roger Stone. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is the most talked about, the most censored, the most vilified, and most honest show you'll find on the internet or on radio. We bring you the stone cold truth every week, and it is driving the globalists and the liberals and the communists crazy. I'll be right back to drive them even crazier.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey,
and my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Flashback Friday in the control room where we bring back a little disco for you there. We're going to go back to the phone lines. You're here at InfoWars. It's the Alex Jones Show. And we're standing up to the satanic pedophile army. And we need your help to do it. So please, remember to go to the InfoWars.com site now to go to the store and buy one of our terrific products. We are completely listener and viewer supported. There are no wealthy conservative fat cats standing in the wings writing giant checks to subsidize what we do here at InfoWars. We rely completely and totally on you for us to continue to thrive, to continue to push forward, to continue to broadcast the truth. And we need your support to do it. Whether it is one of our great cutting-edge nutraceuticals, or whether it's a book, or a t-shirt, or whether you want to just go to the donate button to send $25 or $50 or $100, please know that your loyal patronage is what keeps us not only afloat, but moving forward. Let's go back to the phones. How about John in Wyoming? John, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. What's on your mind?
Roger, it's great to talk to you again, sir. I want to refer back to Barry Goldwater's wonderful 1979 book, With No Apologies. not to be confused with that plagiarized title of No Apologies that Mitt Romney came out with a few years ago. This is With No Apologies by Barry Goldwater, Senator Barry Goldwater from 1979. And on the first page of chapter 21, this is page 182, Goldwater named the four CFR. He didn't mention that they were CFR, but in fact they were. The four CFR Republicans who sold him out in the 1964 presidential campaign. They included Nelson Rockefeller of New York, William Scranton of Pennsylvania, Henry Cabot Lodge, and none other than George Romney of Michigan, Mitt Romney's father. He was a Judas who sold out Barry Goldwater's 64 presidential campaign, and now 55 years later, his son, also a Judas, Mitt Romney, is trying to sell out President Trump's administration. Now, Mitt Romney, during the Vietnam War, did he serve? No. Did his have his five sons served in any branch of the armed forces? No. You see, Mitt Romney went to Paris and stayed in Paris during the Vietnam War as a Mormon missionary. Never mind that France has been a Catholic country for some 2,000 years. He thought that they needed his Mormon spiritual advice. So he got out of all military service, even non-combatant military service, during the Vietnam War by acting as a Mormon missionary going to France to supposedly civilize the masses. Now, this is the same Mitt Romney who told it during the 2012 presidential campaign, who told a middle-aged couple from New Hampshire that his five sons, Romney's five sons, working on his presidential campaign, were just as patriotic as their son serving in Afghanistan. I would have, had I been there, I would have spit in his face. He is that much of a sleaze. And now, as soon as he gets elected, even before he was sworn in the other day, he was trashing President Trump and bad-mouthing President Trump despite receiving an endorsement for his campaign, which helped him get elected. So Mitt Romney is nothing but a liar and a sleaze and a coward. And as a matter of fact, when he was speaking during the campaign in 2012, that when he would insult a couple whose son was risking his life in Afghanistan and tell them that his five sons serving on his presidential campaign were just as patriotic as their sons serving in Afghanistan, that man should not have been elected to anything. The only time that I would ever vote for Mitt Romney is if he ran for ambassador to Somalia. And all right. I guarantee you I would vote for him gladly in that position. Right.
So I get your drift. You know, it's very interesting. People don't realize that George Romney, much like his son, was not a Republican right up until the time that he switched to become a Republican and run for governor of Michigan. He refused to go to the Republican state headquarters. He refused to have Romney material available in the state headquarters. And as you correctly point out, he knifed Barry Goldwater in the back. Similarly, Mitt Romney was not a Republican until he decided to run for the U.S. Senate against Senator Ted Kennedy. And here's the great point. He ran to Ted Kennedy's left. Mitt Romney supported gay marriage, for example, prior to Ted Kennedy, who was long an opponent of it in an overwhelmingly Catholic state. Mitt Romney is not a conservative. Mitt Romney is not a Republican. Mitt Romney is a corporate capitalist who keeps changing the color and style of his hair, but believes in absolutely nothing. And what really drives him crazy is Donald Trump carried Michigan, but Mitt Romney didn't. Donald Trump carried Wisconsin, but Mitt Romney didn't. Donald Trump carried Pennsylvania, but Mitt Romney didn't. Donald Trump carried Ohio, but Mitt Romney didn't. Donald Trump carried Florida, but Mitt Romney didn't. So Mitt and Stuart Stevens, try it. Give it a shot. Come back one more time. You will get decimated yet again. The reason I knew that this was a setup was obvious. Mitt Romney's been an executive in everything he's ever done. Why would he want to go to the U.S. Senate to be a junior member of a body of 100 where his influence is absolutely zero? And why does he want to represent a state that he doesn't even live in, Utah? Because Mitt Romney lives in Massachusetts. He's a fraud. He's an obvious fraud. And his treachery was so predictable. So I'd like to know who in the Trump White House urged Donald Trump to endorse him in the primary. Because I saw the polling. Mitt Romney could have been defeated by one simple move. Here it is. Mitt, you want to be our U.S. Senator? Pledge right now that you'll fill out the entire six-year term and you will not run for president. Go ahead, say it. And he wouldn't have. But unfortunately, and I don't know whether this was Jared Kushner or the White House political operation, suggested that the president might make peace with Romney by endorsing him for the Senate. He is indeed Judas Iscariot. What you expect from a pig, but a grunt. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go to Michael in Canada. Michael, you with us? We got about 3 minutes here.
Yes, I'm here, Roger. Good to talk to you again. That was a very good insight on Mittens Romney. He's just nothing but a sellout. But I'd like to talk to you briefly about the previous topic I spoke with you, and it's the only way I see the special counsel being ended. And that would involve President Trump making an executive secret decision to send some heavy-hitting operators under the cover of night to go to the Ecuadorian embassy in London and extract Julian Assange. Once he is in front of the special counsel and he tells in secret who the emails came from the DNC, I think it's over. I think he is the keymaker to everything.
Well, it's an intriguing idea. Look, I am on record as saying that I think Julian Assange is a heroic journalist. I think that he does the same thing that New York Times and the Washington Post do. He gets a hold of classified information or information that's embarrassing to the government. He verifies its authenticity and he publishes it. His problem is that he has embarrassed the deep state time and time again. In the 11 years that WikiLeaks has been in operation, nothing Julian Assange has ever published has been questioned in terms of its accuracy or its authenticity. Can the New York Times or the Washington Post say that? No. Now, we are being told over and over again that he is an asset for the Russians. That is unproven at best. I'm being sued by the Democratic National Committee. It's one of the things that is bankrupting me and my family. And I am the only plaintiff in the lawsuit who has told the DNC to preserve the servers in discovery so that my technical experts can examine them and we can determine whether the DNC was ever hacked at all. Your idea is an intriguing one. The problem with it is, of course, it would violate Julian Assange's journalistic ethics. Journalists do not reveal their sources. When he posted a reward for Seth Rich, when he said people who are our sources take their lives into their hands, I don't think he could have made it any clearer who his source was without blurting out the name. Thank you very much for your insightful call. I'm Roger Stone. You've joined us on the Alex Jones Show. One more time, please go to the InfoWars.com store. And if you still have questions, join me on the War Room coming up next right here on InfoWars.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. In